Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We are busy with Suratul Mulk, Surah Tabarakalladhi, chapter number 67, and we are busy with verses 28 onwards. Let's just touch on recap on the verse that we did yesterday, and that is verse number 27 of Suratul Mulk. Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse here, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون. Verse 27 of Suratul Mulk. Falamma, then once they, falamma ra'ahu, they will see it approaching. Zulfatan, it's approaching rapidly. It's coming close. What is coming close? The adab of Allah Azza wa Jal, Qiyamat, which they want to hide away from. So now they are seeing, they ask the question, when is it this promise? When is this day of Qiyamah coming? When they will see it, falamma ra'ahu, when they will see it, zulfatan, it's coming close, approaching. Si'at wujuhu alladhina kafaru, the faces of the kuffar, the faces of the disbelievers will be turned awkward. Ay falamma, when they see the adab coming close, it's coming close to them, then you will see the si'at wujuhu alladhina kafaru. You will see that worry, that gham, that concern, oh gosh, that regret will all come in now. That humiliation at the same time. Picture a person, he is expecting something great, or nothing is going to happen to him. And all of a sudden, it is a surprise. And this surprise is mighty scary. What happens then? This change, you will notice it on their faces. You will notice it on their faces. And for the believers, those who are engaging goodness, just turn for one moment to Suratul Mutaffifin. تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَظْرَةً نَعِيمٍ. You will notice the bliss, the freshness of bliss on their faces. تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَظْرَةً نَعِيمٍ. The freshness of bounties, that glow is on their faces on the day of Qiyamah. And for these people, سِيئَتْ وُجُوهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, it will be noticeable that these people are in extreme agony, in pain. And this year, they see that adab is coming close to them now. There's nowhere to run. You're going to look left. You're going to look right. You're going to look forward. You're going to look backwards, upwards, downwards. Absolutely no protection for you. That is why it's vital that these senses, you need to keep it filled with nur. That is why the dua, the supplication when going for Fajr Salah, you are walking, Allahumma ij'al fi qalbi nura, wa fi basari nura, wa fi sam'i nura, wa ay yamini nura, wa ay yasari nura, wa fawqi nura, wa tahti nura, wa amami nura, wa khalfi nura, wa azzimli nura. Oh Allah, bestow nur, illumination. Allahumma ij'al fi qalbi nura, in my heart illumination. My hearing faculty must be filled with illumination. My vision filled with illumination. Fi qalbi wa fi basari wa fi sam'i nura. On the right wa ay yamini nura wa ay yasari nura. Left, on top, bottom, front, backwards. Wa adhimli nura, intensify this nur for me. You must be surrounded by nur, the light of Allah Azza wa Jal. So, This year then will allow you to do good deeds and protect you from evil. We said to you how many times now, recite the dua when you're exiting the house. Bismillah, tawakkal tu ala Allah. Then the benefits, hudita wa kufita wa wukita wa tanaha anu shaitan. You'll be guided, you'll be sufficed for, you'll be protected, you'll be distanced. Shaitan will distance himself from you. So these are the benefits, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And so simple. So that's what we are searching for. Guidance, protection, all this. And it is in this, our protection, fortified protection is in this, is in the masnoon way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But these people, when they will see it coming close now, that which they previously rejected, it will be said to them, وَقِيلَ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَدَّعُونَ. This, it will be said to them, this is that promise. هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَدَّعُونَ. This was that promise which you, this was that what you were calling for. Verse 27. Verse 28. Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَهْلَكَنِيَ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ مَعْيَ أَوْ رَحِمَنَا فَمَنْ يُجِيرُ الْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. قُلْ, say, tell me, أَرَأَيْتُمْ, if Allah, إِنْ أَهْلَكَنِيَ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ مَعْيَ أَوْ رَحِمَنَا, if Allah Azza wa Jal destroys me and those who are with me, فَمَنْ يُجِيرُ الْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Then who, if Allah Azza wa Jal destroys me and those who are with me as you wish, or has mercy on us as we wish, or has mercy on us, who can, in either scenario, save the disbelievers from a painful punishment? فَمَنْ يُجِيرُ الْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Who can save the disbelievers from a painful punishment? This is a question that has been raised. So look at the explanation now. أي قل يا محمد لهؤلاء المشركين الذين يتمنون هلاكك. Say to these mushrikeen, the disbelievers who wish and desire for your destruction. Say this. قل أرأيت. قل, say. أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَهْلَكَنِيَ اللَّهُ. If you, if Allah destroys me, what do you say? Tell me, what do you say? If Allah Azza wa Jal, what do you think? What's your opinion? What do you say? If Allah Azza wa Jal destroys me, وَمَنْ مَعْيَا, and those who are with me, أَوْ رَحِمَنَا, or has mercy on us. Pause here for a second and ask yourself, this is the explanation. أخبروني إن أماتني الله ومن معي من المؤمنين. If Allah Azza wa Jal decides for my death to take place and those who are with me from the believers, O Rahimana, O He has mercy upon us, then فَمَنْ يُجِيرُ الْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Who is going to save the kuffar from a painful punishment? This is a question. So look at this here. This is referring to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa man ma'ya, and those who are with him. Can we say Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to us as his brothers, those who are going to come afterwards? Are we really with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in everything? This is a question. So, وَمَنْ مَعْيَا أَوْ رَحِمَنَا. Look at the West today. Just pause another second. They all want the destruction of Islam. And this is mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُ نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They intend to extinguish the light of Allah Azza wa Jal with their mouths. So we say with their mouthpieces. They use all this propaganda in that. This continues in all parts, and they want this democracy. As they say, democracy is democracy. demoncracy. That's it. It's a demon nature. It has that. It's filled with those ingredients. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, if you want that Allah destroys me and the people with me, or he shows mercy, the question is, what benefit is it to you? Who is going to save you from the punishment? Allah Azza wa Jal will protect the believers, of course. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a mercy for the entire universe. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter 21, verse 107. Sent is a mercy to the entire universe. So when all of this is in place, you want Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's way to be cut off? You want those who are following in his way to be cut off? فَمَنْ يُجِيرُ الْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ The question is, who is going to protect the kuffar from a painful punishment? Allah Azza wa Jal could have said, فَمَنْ يُجِيرُكُمْ Who is going to save you? But Allah Azza wa Jal put the word al-kafirin to stress and emphasize, and as well as a grave warning to you, O kuffar. What benefit is it going to be to you? Who is going to save you? فَمَنْ يُجِيرُ الْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ From a painful punishment, which Allah Azza wa Jal is going to launch upon you. That is the question here. You will ban people who, and you'll twist the name, the meaning of hijab to that which you want. And then you'll say, no, this, that, the other. And you expect us just to sit still and keep quiet. You will massacre, go into Islamic countries where the Muslims are in numbers and cause havoc, bringing your US soldiers there. And they will put their bases, air bases, and this base and that base. And you will do all of this. Why? Because you want to. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ You want to extinguish, Allah says. They want to extinguish the light of Allah Azza wa Jal. See, we don't need no Mossad, no spyware. We have our Allah. We have Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have, and through this, we get that firasa. And the more you will practice and hold on to the beloved golden sharia, then more so, you will get more firasat. And Allah Azza wa Jal will make you, allow you, enable you. They will look Muslim. But they are kuffar Shia, and you will see through them. And just now, one Haji said, just an ordinary person, maybe special in the eyes of Allah, but if you just look at the person, ordinary, no alim, nothing. But you see, Allah Azza wa Jal grants this. He said to me, we were staying, our camp, our tent was next to those, the Iranian tent. In this Hajj, 1445, the Hajj that just passed. Now in 1446, so the last Hajj, in Dhul Hijjah. So this took place, and he said, I saw, you look at these people, you know that this is a Shia. They just don't have that glow on them. They have darkness even though they are so fair. What is this? I heard Muftis telling me, you see, kufr written on their foreheads. But this, an ordinary person telling me this, I don't doubt those muftis. Not that I did, but I wasn't sure, do they literally see it? But here this person is saying, they have that darkness. Now what can you say then? So, they will be in all of this. But who's going to save you from the painful punishment that is going to grip you from all sides? Then, after all this, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is then, Allah Azza wa Jal instructs him, قُلْ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ آمَنَّا بِهِ وَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا أي قُلْ لَهُمْ Say to them, the mushrikeen, the kuffar, آمَنَّا بِالْوَاحِدِ الْأَحَدِ That we bring iman in Allah Azza wa Jal, who's wahid, he's one, totally, totally having no partners, absolutely no partners. And upon him, in our dunyawi affairs, ukhrawi affairs, We place our trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, in our mali affairs, our wealth affairs, that which is to do with people, in all these affairs, we place our trust. And there Allah Azza wa Jal says in another verse, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. So, yeah, in this verse, قُلْ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ آمَنَّا بِهِ وَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. Say, He, Ar-Rahman, is whom we put our iman, our belief in. وَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. And upon Him is our trust. Is our trust. See, Allah Azza wa Jal is drilling it in us that you must continuously tell them. Yeah, it's references to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when they come and they want to put all these whispers, the waswasa of shayateen, and they want to drill it in you, strengthen your iman, O believers, and say, Ar-Rahmanu huwa Ar-Rahmanu amanna bihi wa alayhi tawakkalna. This is practical usage of this verse. Huwa Ar-Rahmanu amanna bihi wa alayhi tawakkalna. And then you claim that you were never going to be. فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ هُوَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse, فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ هُوَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Verse 29. So soon, you will soon come to know who is in an open error. So you will soon come to know. فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ is in the plural. You all will soon come to know مَنْ هُوَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Who is in an open error. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying this. Yeah. So we'll come to the next verse. That's the last verse tomorrow. Verse number 30. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.